This is VOU. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Closing time for Election Day polls in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on Monday was extended for hours to cope with logistical problems such as missing poll workers, missing ballots, and bad weather. This according to election organizers. Organizers also said turnout was better than expected and voting had been conducted safely. Many people waited all day to cast their ballot in the first electoral contest for the government of Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The vote is widely expected to solidify his rule despite the beleaguered Tigray region's non-participation and the postponement of several other regions' votes for security reasons. Prime Minister Abiy said he hoped Ethiopia's national and regional elections would prove the success of democratic reforms, but an opposition boycott overshadowed the vote in some regions. Authorities were unable to hold elections in 4 of Ethiopia's 10 regions, and in 2 of the regions that did vote, opposition observers were reportedly chased away from any polling stations. Prime Minister Abiy's newly formed National Prosperity Party is widely expected to win. It faces a fragmented opposition with dozens of small parties. The ruling coalition and its allies hold all 547 national parliamentary seats. The consequences of the vote could reverberate far beyond Ethiopia. The nation is a diplomatic heavyweight in the Horn of Africa. It provides peacekeepers to Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan, and it also has Africa's second biggest population. More than a third are younger than 18. So you can follow the progress of the Ethiopian vote and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News.